Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We're here to tell your stories and our stories. We're here to laugh with you, to cry with you, to cringe with you, to spit out our drinks and awe with you. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
How's your week?
Oh, we said it together.
I know. And I followed up with, how was your week? So now you have to tell me.
Fair.
How's it going?
Good. Yesterday was Friday the 13th, and I got the traditional Friday the 13th tattoo.
I love that. So fun.
Vienna, my sister-in-law's in town, which is always a good time. And that's become a little tradition for us. So we're like, okay, every Friday the 13th, like, we're getting tattoos. And I got the cutest little bee.
I love it so much.
With a black penny tattoo in Ventura.
What?
And Elise Pokes is her name. She's real good.
Elise Pokes, is that her real
name?
Elise
Pokes, yeah. So if you're in or around LA, like, she's worth driving to. Like, she's so talented for, like, nature stuff. She does all these, like, I want so many birds that she has. Like, she has lots of cool, like, flowers and, yeah, insects, like, really cool stuff. So
that's awesome. And I do love, I mean, it's so intricate. You've probably shown it.
She's so detailed. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
awesome. I need to get a tattoo.
Your week?
I mean, it's just, you know, driving around, listening to some Christmas tunes, trying to get it all done, and that's it.
It feels like rough to get in the spirit this year, right? Like, I feel like I haven't even been listening to music that much. I haven't been doing, I'm like, oh my God, we're 10 days away. Like, I need to get into the spirit right now.
I have not gotten one thing from my husband, and it's 10 days away.
Are you kidding me? It's coming up.
I'm gonna have to be elbowing people in line and, like, being like, it's the last one. Like, give me that. And I'm gonna be pulling things off the shelf and fighting with people. It's just not good.
It feels like that this year.
I'm a Grinch.
It's a last minute kind of thing. I know now I'm like, oh my God, what? Like, we need to plan some, like, holiday things. We haven't even done a little gingerbread house. I'm like, I gotta get one of those.
Do you always do that?
We do. I know. I'm behind on everything. I'm like, oh my God, like, we need to do, like, some Griffith Park train rides. And, like, that's always cute.
That's so cute.
Some kind of lights, like, usually, like, Descanso Gardens or, like, you know.
The zoo has lights, I think.
They do. I don't love theirs, but yeah. I need to do something.
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just, like, gonna watch movies. I've been blasting music, though. That I will say that. I'm like, blast. Like, Hey Bitch, It's Christmas. It's just cranked.
That's
like,
nice.
People give me looks all the time. But it's, I mean, that's how I'm trying to get into the spirit. But
However you do it. However you get there. That's just us rambling on.
Here
we go. Okay. This first story I'm so excited about.
Oh God,
we are
going to
have
too.
A caller. She is a viral TikTok sensation from the amazing embarrassing story trend that's happening right now. So if you guys haven't seen this, it is so funny. And it's basically, I'm not going to give away which one she is because there's several, like, that are going on at the same time right now. But if you haven't seen this embarrassing story trend, I'm going to explain more later, but it's really funny. Her name is Tess and her handle is Tessie Hill. That's T-E-S-S-Y-H-I-L-L. She's on TikTok. Stop what you're doing. Go follow her because she is hilarious.
Oh,
and we know you need more of that in your life, right?
We do.
So let's call her up and let's hear her story.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hello.
Tess, you're on with Katie and Mary Kate at the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
We're so excited to talk to you.
We are so thrilled.
Mary Kate doesn't know your story. I do know your story. I love it so much.
And this is for you, Mary Kate.
I am so excited. And this is like opening a present. Like, I have no idea what's inside. I have no idea what it's going to be. So exciting.
Amazing.
Yay. Let's get into it. Let's hear your amazing story.
Okay, well, over a year ago, I was in Manhattan on a Friday afternoon, which I usually am not. I work from home, but I happened to need to be in the city to return boots. It's a whole ordeal.
That is, returning anything is such an ordeal always.
I know.
Like, physically returning, it was, like, hotter than I expected. I was wearing a really cute outfit. I had a cute sweater vest on. And a pair of jeans that I had rented from a rental clothing company called Newly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it. I've rented from them often. They have really cool stuff.
Yeah, we love them. So I, you know, finally find the FedEx store to ship this package out with my boots. And I go downtown on the W train.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you're familiar with New York, the W does not go to the area of Brooklyn that I need to go to. It's a local train. I am literally never on the W, but I was like, okay, let me just hop on the W because I can switch at Union Square to the Q and then go home. And then my trip will be done. My errand was run. I am listening to 1989 Taylor's version in my noise canceling headphones.
Love it.
Perfect soundtrack.
I hop onto the train. Exactly. Hop onto the train. I sit down and I immediately know something is wrong.
Mm-mm. What? What do you mean?
I stand up.
Did you sit and poop?
I stand up. My ass is wet. I sat in a pile of human shit.
No, no, no. Everyone's worst nightmare.
No, no.
Yeah.
Nobody gave you any, like, a little heads up of, like, hey, no one's sitting there for a reason. Like, oh, my God, no, dude, well, watch out. Like, you just, like, floated
literally,
in.
I just, like, floated in. I was just like, wow, my day's so amazing. Sit and shit. Then I, I, like, stand up. I take my headphones off, and I start yelling at everyone on the train.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes.
Why the fuck wouldn't you tell me that there's shit there?
I'd be so
pissed. There's a guy sitting directly across from the shit. I'm like, what is wrong with you? He just shrugged his shoulders.
Oh, my. He like, just shrugged?
Yeah, sorry. I'm like, first and foremost, it's rancid that you're sitting across the seat from shit. Like,
right.
Usually in New York,
like, what
if
happened?
A car has poop in it, if the train, the car is empty. Like, I don't know what it is.
Oh,
so I start sobbing. I'm like hysterically like sobbing and laughing because I'm like, what is going on? There's just shit on my pants.
And like, so let me guess, are people around you as you're crying, sobbing, are they just like looking out the window? New York subway culture is so annoying.
Like half of them were looking out the window being like, that didn't happen. And a few of them like were whispering. They're like, oh my God. They had also witnessed something. So
that had to smell so bad. Like, how did people not like, how was everyone just sitting around? Like just pretending it wasn't
that's
there.
That's how they do. That is what they do. That's the whole subway.
Do.
It's like, you, yeah, you see everything on the subway and people are just like nonchalantly, just like staring
exactly.
out the window.
I'm not built for that. I'm not
no,
built for I'm, New York. I'm going to be real. I'm not. I love to go visit, but I'm not place. Built for the subway. I'm not.
I mean, and also think about it. Someone walked in there, took a shit on the seat and then like got off at another stop.
Were there people there? When were they shitting?
Yes.
Like when did it go down? So curious. Anyway.
I felt fresh on my ass. I'll say that.
Oh God. No.
No. And it sounds like it was pretty big and pretty squishy, which is horrendous.
It was all over my ass.
No. I've been crying so hard. So I get
what
why
you do
you
do? What do you do?
What'd you do?
I get off at the next stop, and like the girls in cute outfits are coming onto the train, and I'm like, you gotta get onto the car. Like, this is shit. And I like,
good on you. Good on you.
I know. I was like, I gotta be the good Samaritan.
But
no,
also, you're like,
can sit in this shit.
You're like, I need everyone to know that I didn't shit myself.
I think that was over explaining. It's exactly that. I think that's over explaining. Like, I did not shit myself. This is not possible for me to do this.
That is so. But you protected someone else. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't fit in there. You just were like, look out for the shit in the forest.
So I run to the exit and I'm like, sobbing, and of course I call my mom like you're supposed to.
Yes,
she is in Missouri, like cannot help me at all, and so I'm like FaceTiming her trying to show her my butt. She's like, what are you gonna do? And I'm just like, I don't know, like so much awkward now. So I'm like, do I like take my pants off? Do I like I was wearing something I could like tie around my waist because I had a sweater vest on. Like, what am I supposed to do with my top?
Oh, yes. That sucks.
Yeah, your outfit was so cute. It was like, there was no room for bulky ties around the waist because you have to take your pants off.
So then I look up, like, clothing stores. I didn't even know where I was. Like, my mind was so jumbled that I couldn't figure out where I was above ground. I'm on Fifth Ave. There's a million stores for me to go to.
So you just got off on the next first stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's so, but also that's like crazy. You're just like, I don't even know where I am. I'm just getting off because this is insane. I sat in shit. Like, what do I do?
Exactly. Get off this. Like, I can't be on this train anymore. I can't be on this piece of shit. I hop off and then I run up the stairs. I'm like, I'm going to go to Lululemon. They will help me.
Perfect.
Lululemon will, I just know it. So I run up the stairs. There is a woman like coming down and I do yell at her that I just sat in shit. I'm just like telling everyone around me
I love it so much.
I'm running down the path. My hands are in the air, like trying to keep as far away from my body as possible. And I'm sobbing. Oh. And I yell, like, I fucking hate this city so much.
What kind of bag do you have? I need to know what kind of bag you have.
Oh, just like a crossbody.
Okay, because also you got to be mindful, like, that's not swinging around to the back in the show, too. Yeah. There's a lot to think about. Right.
Yeah. You got to protect your bag.
I was really, really trying. So then I run into Lululemon and I run to the sales associate at the register and I'm sobbing. And she's like, she's checking someone out and she's like looking at me and I'm like vibrating. I'm like looking at her, trying to get her attention. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like,
New York, man.
I'm sorry. I just sat in shit on the subway. Like, I really need your help.
Oh my God.
And she's like, oh my God. Yeah. 1 second. Like, points me to the pant wall. I like yell at that associate being like, give me any pant in size six. Like, I just need
like, I don't care.
And then I go to a third associate. Like, now the entire store knows that I sat in shit. And she's like, do you want to sit down? And I'm like, where would I sit down? There's shit on my ass.
On the shit?
So I change. They give me a Lululemon bag. I had to purchase the leggings. The kind people at Lululemon did give me a 75% discount. They called it the 75% off because you sat in human shit discount.
Wow. That is really
sweet. That's phenomenal. And I saw they commented on your TikTok too.
I know. Yes.
That's great.
I love them. So then, I don't know if you remember, looping back to the beginning, I was wearing jeans from Nuuly.
Mm-hmm. That's yes, right. Yes.
The thing about a jean from Nuuly is that you have to return them after you've done, you've worn them around town. I had to go home on back of the subway because I'm a New Yorker and I couldn't afford to take an Uber home.
Oh my God, no,
so
it's forever.
So I got back on the subway with my bag of shit jeans. I got to my apartment, got laundry detergent, and went right to the laundromat.
That's
and
amazing.
Washed my shit jeans, brought them back with me, hung them up, obviously took the longest shower of my life.
Yes,
I've never
scrubbed my body more.
Yeah.
And then I returned them.
Was there any stain on them at all?
No.
You couldn't see
it? No, there was no stain. They were clean. I smelled them. Like
I put my
face on it.
I love it.
Make sure that there was nothing.
Can I?
But
I want to ask you, when you took your pants off and you turned and you looked at the poop butt, was it everywhere? Was it shit everywhere?
Was it worse than you imagined or exactly what you thought?
It was worse than I imagined. I couldn't get a full view.
No! Sorry that happened to you.
It's seriously the most disgusting thing. It's the worst. Like, I can't imagine that feeling of being stuck also at the same time. It's like it happened and you're stuck. Like, you don't know where you are. You're in it. You're there. There's nothing you can do. You just have to live with this until you find a solution. Yeah. Like, it's horrible.
And you're like dealing. You're coming up against the hardest New Yorkers ever. People are so callous. They're like not even looking at you as you run up to them at Lululemon. They're like, hold on a second. You're like, I've shown. You're like screaming.
It is such an amazing story. I also saw that Nuuly story. Did you see that too? Their TikTok.
Yes.
I was dying. Where like the head of the social media manager was like, I need to like figure this out because now people are thinking that we're giving out shit jeans. It's hilarious. Like I love that all the companies got involved too. It's so funny.
I know. We're safe with Nuuly. I love them. Yes. They treat their clothes very well. They did not. Like, I loved that pair of jeans so much. They were, like, cargo. They were very, like, they're oversized. So, like, after, like, 7 months, I returned them. Or I ordered them again from Nuuly, and I bought them. Like,
That's good. Were they the same pair that you returned?
there's no way for me to know. And I pray to God that they aren't.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny, though. I love it so much. It's such a great story.
It's amazing. And like, it's so full of twists and turns because like, it started out where you're like, I was in a cute outfit and I was returning out something into the city. And then you just get on the subway and sit right in shit. That is how New York treats people sometimes.
It takes a turn.
It kicks you when you're down.
It does. It kicks you down the street.
Help you.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like bad people, but then the Lululemon people were so kind. And so it's, It's the best of both worlds here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice they did that. That's honestly like so sweet because you were already like, I did not budget to buy a pair of pants today.
Yeah.
All of this was so I could save money. Like, here I am having to go to Lulu event to
find me. I know.
Exactly.
Well, those pants are going to last forever.
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They're my favorite leggings.
Yay. Oh. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank
this is going to air on Tuesday. And
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
We love it.
Yeah. This is awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go watch the story now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Dive in.
Have an amazing rest of your day.
You too. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. This is from Ryan in Dallas, Texas. And he writes, I work for an oil company and a few coworkers and I went to go tour a distillery recently. The receptionist there greeted us with a bandaged and puffy face. Mm. It was a hard sight to see.
Oh, man.
I know. Can you imagine?
Like a fire or something? Fire
accident? I mean, burn? I don't know. My cohorts and I respectfully didn't mention it, but as she labored through a few facts about the distillery, I got the sinking feeling that all was not right. Mm. She looked like she'd been in a fight and lost.
Oh, no.
Her whole head was practically bandaged and she had a brace over her nose. She seemed like a nice person and I just couldn't keep quiet anymore. When I got the chance, I made my way to her and discreetly told her that if there was anything wrong, any violence in her life, that we had her back.
Oh, no.
By we, I meant the oil company I worked for. I told her we'd help her with anything she needed because what she didn't need is to be in any danger anymore.
Aww.
Right? That's
like
so
good intentions,
sweet.
But also you never know what's going on.
Well, she looked me square in the eyes and said, thank you for your kind words, but I've just had a facelift. I have to wear this bandage day and night for the next week. I didn't want to miss any more work. That's what the bandages were for, her recent facelift. I wish the floor would open up and swallow me down. I stayed quiet for the rest of the tour.
Aww.
But can you imagine? Because I think you have to wear like a huge band around your face.
Yeah.
I tried to Google some images and it's like a really big, like for a week. That's pretty
intense. Usually people, when they get facelifts, don't go to work.
Well, yeah. I feel like I would disappear. I would just be like in Batman in the Batcave. Yeah. Come up with like a beautiful new stretched face.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Be like, wait, what do you mean? I just am well rested. I just finally got sleep.
Slept for seven straight days. That's what I look
seven
like
months.
But yeah, that would be embarrassing. Okay, so this next story comes from Megan Chocolis, and she is otherwise known as the Olive Oil Girl. Her handle is Megan Chocolis, which is MEGANCHACALOS on TikTok and Instagram. So stop what you're doing right now and go follow her. She's hilarious, and she's the one who started the trend from the caller that we just had. So if you haven't seen this trend, it's on TikTok and it's everywhere. It is so funny. It's brilliant. Like, it has a Pepe the King prompt. On the Muppet as the story slides, and then it has like a prayer playing underneath of it, and the story is written out on like several story slides, so you're like reading through it, going through the emotions. It's so funny. So she started this trend. I don't know if she actually started it. I think she started it. If she didn't start it, she made it famous because she gained like 59 million views in like under a week. Like,
oh my God, amazing.
She has a balloon up.
That's amazing.
And for good reason, because it's a funny story. So if you haven't heard it, which I'm so excited.
I'm
and
so
if you're
excited.
Not on TikTok and you haven't heard it, she gave me permission to tell it here today. So here we go.
Yay.
That one night when I was in high school, when I decided to try an olive oil mask for my hair, since someone laughed at me and said my hair looked like hay. Like the things kids say in high school.
So mean.
After I soaked my hair in oil, I saran wrapped my head. I went down to the garage to get a drink out of our garage fridge. I put way too much olive oil. It dripped everywhere. The path became an oil slick. Suddenly, one of our cats jumped out, frightened me, and I went flying on the oil.
Oh, God.
I slammed into the door and passed out.
No!
So horrible. The imagery is hilarious, though. Yeah. A high schooler with their head saran wrapped in oil that's dripping everywhere, and the cat scares you, and you fly out, and you slam into a door and pass out. It's like a cartoon.
She knocked herself out?
She knocked herself out. So alone is so funny.
That's so funny. And like,
not
what
even
are the
where
odds?
It ends. This story has so many twists and turns.
I can't wait.
I woke up in complete darkness. The lights were on a timer. I panicked. I didn't know where I was. What? My phone was dead. I tried to stand. My legs were completely asleep and I was covered in oil. I know. I'm like, how'd she land that her legs are asleep? They're like underneath of her or something. So crazy. I tried running to the door and I slammed into so many things, knocking them over, making tons of noise, and I was screaming.
What the hell?
She's like a cat, like that just like fell and like doesn't know where they are and like what's going on. It's like the middle of the night. You're like, wah!
Just breaking things at every like jump.
I finally got to the house door. I opened it and I set off the house alarm.
What?
My family had gone to bed and set it because they didn't know she was in there.
They didn't know she passed out on the kitchen floor with her
Saran wrap. She's in the garage.
Oh, she's in the garage.
It's like separate from the house. Like, okay. You know how people have like garage fridges and like a cute little garage area?
Yes.
She had that. So she went in there. So she's outside of the house.
That's
she
crazy.
Fell, passed out. They had no idea. They probably thought she was in bed. Like they went to bed and like it was right before she was going to bed that she was doing.
Yeah,
because she's like, I'm doing an olive oil wrap before bed. So like probably she told her parents like, I'm going to bed. And like then she like didn't tell them and went down there, you know. I tried to type in the right code. I didn't because I was so confused. She probably has a concussion.
This poor baby.
I make my way as fast as I can to my room. As soon as I get upstairs, the full burglar alarm starts blasting.
What?
I had never heard it before. So she put in the wrong code at first and then she like figures it out and then she like runs upstairs to her room and then the burglar alarm starts going off. My dad jumps out in front of me only in his underwear wielding a titanium baseball bat.
Oh no!
We both scream. He's pissed. He turns off the alarm. I go to my room and lay down a towel. I lay down my Saran wrapped head for slumber. 15 minutes later, I hear noises coming from the door below my bedroom. I look out the window. Three men in all black with flashlights.
Oh my God.
Trying to pick the lock.
No!
I have to wake up my dad again.
That's
being
not...
robbed.
What?
So crazy. I know this story is so interesting. Turns. It turns out it was the police checking the alarm trigger.
I was going to say.
They were already in the neighborhood due to a water line break. My dad is pissed. By this time, I have to be up for school in an hour. I don't sleep. I listen to the winter storm outside. My head soaks in the oil. This poor girl.
Her hair, I bet her looked fantastic the next day.
When it's time to wake up, I run to the bathroom to rinse the oil out of my hair. Because of the water line break, there's no water.
No.
I go to school with a Saran wrapped head.
No, she didn't. She kept the Saran wrap on her head.
She goes to school with a Saran wrapped head.
That is a perfect ending.
It's
I don't
so
want to
funny.
Know anything else. I just want to picture her on that bus ride in through the winter storm with a big Saran wrap head.
It's
probably
hilarious.
A hat over it.
Hopefully a hat
oh
over it.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, because what do? You can't like comb out your oily hair. It's gonna drip everywhere all over school all day.
Yeah, you have no choice. I probably would have maybe squeezed all the oil out and then tried to like wrap it in like a French twist and clip it, but that's gonna look weird because
right.
like depending on when this was, like the slick back look probably wasn't in, or who knows.
Oh,
you know, but and she did the whole thing because she was embarrassed that someone said that her hair looked like hay. So she's like, I'm gonna impress this whoever this was and show that my hair is slick and beautiful. She has this crazy night and has to go to school with a Saran wrap type, which is even worse than being told your hair looks
right,
like
hay. Right.
It's so funny.
But eventually, I'm sure when it came out, it was astonishing and gorgeous.
Let's hope.
When she was like facing her dad and he had a baseball bat, I thought he was going to like think she was a burglar and just like slam her down the stairs. I was like, what could possibly else go wrong here?
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
It's so funny.
That's so good.
So and she started this great trend. Yeah.
God.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. I mean, wow.
You gonna follow that?
Okay, I can't. How do I do this?
You gotta follow it.
Oh God! All right. Well, let's see. All right. This is from Kiara in Los Feliz, and she writes: In my late 20s, I had a huge crush on a guy. I was crazy about him. The only word that comes to mind right now to describe him is that he was nonchalant about everything.
That's never a good sign.
No, never a good sign. Red flag immediately. It was like he was asleep when he was awake.
Oh,
but
gross!
Somehow it drove me crazy. I can't remember.
He ignored her so much that she was like, "I need you. I don't even like you." But I need you to want me.
She's like waving her hand in front of his eyes.
He's so indifferent
blinking.
That she's like, I'm desperate.
I can't remember one other thing about him, but back then we were infatuated. One night,
well,
there was
one of us was.
Well, yeah, you'll never know if he
you
was.
You were infatuated.
He probably was.
He was indifferent. Which is why you were infatuated. I'm sure if he got infatuated, you'd be like, you know what? I'm not really that into you anymore.
One night, there was a party at his house. We locked eyes across a room. He nonchalantly crossed the floor, grabbed my hand, and led me into a room where we just started going at it.
Ooh.
Our clothes came off, and after doing many sexy things, I ended up riding him reverse cowgirl on the couch.
Nice.
The lights were on, and I was so in the moment that I hadn't noticed that the room we were in was his living room. It was pretty secluded, except for floor-to-ceiling glass doors that led outside to a balcony. There were people on the balcony and they were peering in at us.
Oh no.
Some people were covering their mouths in shock, but still standing in plain view of the action. We were putting on a show for the whole party and
no.
I was mortified.
No.
Can you imagine that?
No.
What would you do?
I mean, what can you do? I would get dressed and leave. Like, what do you do? Like, it's so awkward. Enjoyed the show. Maybe tip your hat to that.
I'd probably like try to cover it. Like, I wonder if there were curtains or whatever, but. She said, we stopped having sex and he didn't seem to mind at all that his party guests, along with his roommates, had possibly seen us.
It sounds like he did it on purpose.
What is this?
He's a voyeur.
Avant-garde. Yeah, voyeur.
Voyeurs like to watch. He's the other one. The ones that like to show. Whatever
that's
called.
I would love to know what that the name for that is. Oh my God.
I'm sure there is one.
I mean, that does now sound like he did it on purpose.
It does. It sounds to me like he totally did it on purpose because it's his house. He's aware of the
entertainment.
Yeah.
But that's like not good on him.
I mean, there's plenty of people that don't care that want people to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she said that later. Okay. So she got dressed.
If you're into that, we don't want to kink shame you, but you make sure your partner's into it too. You know what I mean?
Don't trick someone into it in front of your friends.
And like probably the people watching should be aware too.
Also, like, maybe if you saw that, like if I was out on the balcony and I saw that going on, I'd be like, oh my God, let's go inside, everybody. Yeah. Let's go inside.
But
and
don't, can't you so only loud. Go inside by entering the room that they're maybe. Banging in? Because you're on the balcony outside. They're like smoking a cigarette and turn around. They're like, oh shit, she's doing reverse cowgirl right now. This is crazy.
I'm kind of just doing wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Like, what are we? Okay. Yeah, I would turn right back around and just finish that and keep staring outside into the abyss.
You'd have to look out. Just be like, oh God. Unless you thought they were hired.
They were entertainers.
They were hired to do that. And it was that kind of party.
It's eyes wide shut now.
Hollywood.
And you didn't know when you walked in.
Oh, it's eyes wide shut. They're going to sacrifice a virgin. And you're like, oh my God. Okay. Well, I wish I had some more hors d'oeuvres.
What is happening?
So anyway, yeah, she writes, later that night when we were tucked away in his bedroom after the party, I was standing up naked and his roommate came barging in to ask him something. My boyfriend didn't bat an eye or tell his roommate to get lost. I dove onto the bed and scrambled under the covers while those two weirdos talked about the party like nothing was happening. I realized in that moment that this guy was a little weirdo. The fairy tale was shattered that night and we broke up shortly after.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he definitely did it on purpose.
But like who?
He didn't care.
Like,
that
I
was his vibe.
No, he's going to never have any intimate life. He's just going to always be nonchalant.
I don't think he cares. let's be real. I don't think he cares. That's not his. He's not trying to settle down. He's not going for that white picket fence. That's not his vibe. Okay. This next story. Okay. So obviously I went down the rabbit hole because now my algorithm is filled with these embarrassing stories. It's a jackpot.
This.
I'm like, this is fantastic. And I'm going to keep telling them because they're so good.
I can't wait to hear them.
They're fantastic. So this next one I was given permission to tell from Anna. Her handle is Untitled Entity. So it's Untitled, UNTITLED, and then there's a dash, and then Entity, ENTITY. She is hilarious also. Go follow her right now.
I love these funny people.
Laugh your ass off. She jumped on this trend, and I loved her story too because it's also so different. So let's go.
Get it.
I buy sour Skittles for my return flight from Barcelona.
Barcelona.
It's a big size family bag. It doesn't close, so I fold the top over and put them in my backpack. I go through airport security. I have to unzip my backpack and remove my laptops. I go through the X-ray, then attempt to grab my belongings from the bins as fast as possible. There's a long line. I have too much stuff. I attempt to bear hug all of my stuff. Backpack still unzipped. I hear clacking as my family-sized bag begins to spill out onto the airport floor.
What?
Hundreds of Skittles bounce and scatter, spanning a 20-foot radius around me.
No! Everyone's going to fall down.
Literally the worst feeling in the world.
Yes.
You're standing there with your stuff. You've held the lineup. You have too much. You've just got through, and then your stuff spills everywhere. Yep. The sound, everybody knows that sound. The clacking sound of scattering little Skittles.
Like going, it's like
skittering everywhere.
That's like how you like get rid of an enemy chasing you. Like
it's Home Alone.
It's Home Alone. It's totally Home Alone.
It's so bad. That's traumatizing. Like the thought of that, of everyone, like it's, they are everywhere. Everyone is looking at me. I can't even communicate to apologize because I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, God.
A TSA agent looks at me and the wreckage I have caused and says, adios, Eminem.
Adios, Eminem. That's amazing.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Which has become like a little slogan that everyone's saying now. Adios, Eminem. Because this one went viral too, which is, it's so funny. Adios, Eminem. I have no hands because I am bear hugging my belongings. There is no way to recover. Every step I take sends more Skittles cascading onto the floor and bouncing in every direction.
Oh, so there's the bag upside down? Or
no,
it just ripped
but it's
from the
like,
bottom?
I think it just, I don't know. I think they just went everywhere.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know. Maybe she's holding it sideways. I don't know, but it's really funny.
So as she's walking, still they're coming out.
I set my stuff down and look at the TSA agents defeated. There are Skittles everywhere, blocking the path, under the machines. I didn't even know Skittles could travel such a large radius. It's a slipping hazard. I have held up airport security.
Oh, no.
I don't have a broom. How can I help? I'm paralyzed. The TSA agents speak to each other in Spanish and just wave me to keep going. There's nothing I can do to help.
Someone's going to fall.
Like I sit down in Skittle-covered shame. My sweatshirt is filled with Skittles. The TSA agents don't know what to do. They don't have a Skittle protocol. The TSA agents just start kicking the Skittles under the machines that x-ray your luggage so that they don't block the path. Five TSA agents all just kicking my Skittles under the machines.
Oh, my God.
I walk away. Glad I looked cute that day, so they felt pity on me and didn't put me on the no-fly list. But now I have no Skittles for my flight. Will I buy more? How could I?
No.
I deserve to suffer.
Don't do it.
I flee and sit down to charge my phone and decompress. I pull out my plug converter and plug it in. An explosion occurs.
What?
Sparks fly everywhere.
The
whole
hell?
Charging section doesn't work anymore. I blew the fuse. It's our worst. This is the embarrassment demon you talk about that follows you around.
Yes.
This one is just flying after her.
Funny.
Again, I flee into the night. I question my self-worth. I pity my mother for spending 9 months creating such a creature destined to antagonize and cause destruction. I look to God for salvation, forgiveness. He doesn't answer. He too frowns upon me.
That is amazing.
It's an art piece. I love it so much.
It really is an art piece. And like the just the whole domino effect. So you're like, oh God, she got out of there. Hopefully no one slipped on those Skittles. And then she's like, I blew up an entire circuit of plugs.
Yes, a whole charging section.
Oh my God.
It's already bad enough. Like you're already trying to overcome that. And then that happens. But that feeling of all eyes on you being helpless in the situation of not knowing what to do, not being able to communicate how you feel about the situation, and just having to accept that you caused all this madness, everyone is staring at you and hates you, and you have to just move on.
Yeah, like, just
it's
move
the
on.
Worst
exactly.
feeling ever.
Exactly.
It's so good.
And I've never once seen a broom at TSA.
No, what are
never.
You going to do? She's like, they don't have a Skittle protocol, which is the funniest thing ever.
Seriously. I also think she's like, will I buy more? I don't know.
Yeah, this episode's going to be called Adios Eminem for sure.
Yeah, Adios Eminem.
I love it, though. The TSA agents sound like they were pretty cool about it. They sound like they were like, whatever. They just start kicking him under the machines. Like, nobody like really got mad at her or freaked out. Like, but that is enough. Like, I'm sure her face was bright red. Like, that shame of everyone staring at you and what you've done. And you're like continuing to walk and they're continuing
it's
to fall.
Still it's still happening as you're walking.
It's like
that's
a scene
so
from a movie. It's so good.
I know. I'm sure it made someone's day. You know what I mean? Like, when do you ever get to see a Skittle rain shower all over you?
Yeah, exactly. But, Taste the rainbow.
Hopefully someone didn't trip and taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Rachel in Evanston, Illinois. And she writes, I was always trying to be the center of attention. From as early as I can remember to now, age 48, I'm the girl telling the story at a party for better or for worse. When I was in eighth grade, I looked like I was in fifth. To compensate for my lack of body, I became the class clown and just always made jokes. This little tick I had would get me thrown out of class, out of choir, and became the reason my grades plummeted in high school. She's just always telling jokes like, hey, guys, do you hear the one about? So funny. I was always in the mix, though, because I could make people laugh. Once on Halloween, I was with a big group of kids and everyone was standing in a circle. I got right in the middle of the circle and started talking about where we should all go first. As I was talking, I felt a sharp pain in my right side. For once, I shut up. The circle broke apart and everyone was silent. Then people were laughing. I had no idea what had just happened until I looked down and saw a cracked egg on the ground. Someone had egged me.
Aww.
Surrounded by people, someone driving by that managed to egg only me in the middle of them. So she just wrote, whoever it was should pitch for the Cubs with that arm. It was confirmed drive-by by those on the outside of the circle. It was pretty embarrassing, but also pretty great. I got the biggest laugh of all that day. People loved it.
Yeah.
Perhaps the person who threw it was trying to tell me something.
Then she started doing that kind of comedy where she injures herself.
She's like, she just has someone throw eggs at her.
It
she's
became
walking.
All slapstick now. Love it.
Yeah, getting egged though, it's embarrassing.
It's not fun.
It's not
okay,
fun.
This next story comes from Jasmine in California, and she writes, after college, I backpacked in Europe for 3 months. My first stop was Barcelona, another Barcelona story, Barcelona, another Barcelona story. And I stayed in a room of an Airbnb apartment where a mother and daughter lived. The third day I was in Barcelona, I went to, I don't know how to say this, I'm going to be honest, Parc Gael, maybe? Parc, it's G-U-E-L-L. I don't know. I feel like it would be Gael, Parc Gael.
I think you should just commit to it and be like, Parc Gael.
Yeah, Gael. Okay, whatever. That park, it's on a high hill. I went the wrong way and I walked uphill the entire way. There are stairs and escalators on the other side, as it turns out. And I was hot and thirsty when I got to the top. Yeah, that sucks. Like, they literally have a plan so that you don't have to do that. And she did this like crazy intense hike on a day she did not plan to do that.
So
she was like, oh, let's go sightseeing. Oh, I'll go check out this cute little thing. And then
she's
you're
like, it was a little incline.
Exhausted at the top of the hill. Like, what did I just do? But I get that commitment. I would do that too. I would just be like, I can make it. I can do
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. A random man was selling bottled water for €1, and I stupidly bought one, not considering he probably found these bottles recycled and filled them up from God knows where.
Okay.
On the way back to the train, I realized I really needed to go number two.
No.
But I felt like I was good. I just needed to get off the train and go stop off at a business to go do my business. I get off the train and it's 3 p.m. Literally every business in sight is closed for siesta. I'm like, oh no, they do that there.
I love that they have siesta, but
we should have siesta.
That'd be great.
Right? Anyway, be great. Now I'm sweating. Things are not going well and I am rushing back to the apartment.
No.
I get in the front door to the apartment I'm sharing and I start running up the stairs. Before I make it to the bathroom, I proceed to shit myself.
Oh.
I'm wearing a long dress and a thong.
No!
I go to the bathroom, clean myself up, and go to the room I'm staying in. The mom and daughter come home, and I hear from inside my room, ay, chocolate. And then, oh no, it's caca. Forgive my terrible accent. But
I love it. I love it.
Some poop must have slipped out that I didn't notice.
You're wearing a thong, of course.
I stayed in my room the rest of the night. We didn't talk about it because I left the next day intentionally after they left for the day, so I didn't have to face them again. At least they didn't write me a bad renter review.
Oh, that's so sad.
I love it, though. The mom thought it was chocolate, and then she was like, ew!
Caca!
It's caca!
I love it. She was like, oh, someone's eating chocolate in here.
Yeah, she's like, oh, who's making chocolate? That is the worst.
That's so bad. And also, that's really sad that the water was bad. You know, after a long walk up there and someone's just going to give you bad water, that's so stupid.
I know.
It sucks.
I know. But I was like, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
And she almost made it. She was so close.
She was so
she was
close.
On the stairs. Mm. And if it wasn't a shared apartment, she would have gotten away with it entirely.
And if she was wearing pants, it would have been contained.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. These poop stories. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
We'll never tire of a poop story.
We will never tire of it. It's like, yeah, that's like the goat for us. Okay. This is from Laura in Chicago, and she writes, my now husband and I were newly dating and the holidays came. There's nothing like the first Christmas with someone you love. We went to dinners and movies and snuggled. I said I love you way too fast, but didn't care. We were obsessed with each other. Everything was new and the season was twinkling with possibilities. I didn't know what kind of a gift giver he was. I'm an artist and don't pay attention to the monetary value of a gift. To me, a gift should be something that comes from your heart, and whatever that means is up to the gift giver. My boyfriend's favorite band is the Jesus Lizard. I looked and looked.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real band. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know them.
I don't either. I looked and looked, but couldn't find a picture on the internet of the lead singer, David Yao, anywhere. I would have done anything to get a print of him that I could frame for our future gallery wall. I had to settle for having one printed myself. It looked great, and I found a beautiful vintage frame for it. I thought it would mean a lot to him and didn't think about anything else. When Christmas arrived, we exchanged gifts. I opened mine first. It was an Apple laptop.
Well, that's nice.
He bought me a refurbished Apple laptop. It's maybe one of the most expensive gifts I've ever received. I come from a big family and we'd always just made our gifts for each other because money has always been tight. So there I was awkwardly holding a laptop when he reached for my gift. Aww. I think I started to sweat. I felt really foolish. Like he was going to open a framed print of David Yao crowd surfing. I closed my eyes. He played it really cool and so did I. And to this day, I would do it again. It's the thought that counts. It's true.
Yeah, but that is a terrible feeling when you like, you know.
Someone gets you something so expensive and you get them something that's not at all. Like, oh. I know. What do you do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. You just.
I mean, I'd probably do something nice for them like, you know, soon after to make up for it.
Maybe get them some concert tickets.
Yeah, concert tickets. That was our show.
Yes.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend. Can you also go give us a rating and a review on Apple?
Review.
That helps us so much. Like,
please?
Get on it. Like, what are you guys doing?
If you're listening,
you
please?
Love the show. You told us. So, what are you doing?
Can you just please review
get over
it?
There and just like, come on, just take 5 seconds. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just say something, okay?
Something good.
Tell your friends. We love that. And email us if you have a story that made you turn beet red. Email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.